吃什么？
糖，
吃糖啊。
对，然后就是这个佛经里关于吃糖那个，对，什么？我感觉佛经说，除了世尊于他这个生门弟子，他不见世人，就是包括诸天佛啊，包括诸天摩罗这些那什么梵天，有人能正消化砂糖，没想到，就说没有除了佛。
你这个问题挺长，可不可以等下课之后那个留你写文的时候，我可以问你把你这个问题排第一个，可以吧
？OK。
So yes, a very long question, a lot of quotations there. So I said no. I put this question as the first question after the class.
那问题很简单，然后
Maybe we have to find stop by 9 o'clock today. We have many questions. So now, before we start, there was a question about Papicca. That includes also fame in order to become Parajika. So according to the sub-commentaries which I have seen, yes, it includes fame also.
Includes fame?
It includes also deceiving.
Deceiving?
Yes. Because the topic is... the Uttarimanya Sadamasana. If one wants just to deceive other people regarding these things, so then, and I wants because of fame, tells lies because of these things, taking that as a topic, that also includes Parajika, Parajika case, according to sub-commentaries.
So,
yeah, this is one Sarada Tipani tells here. Visanvada Uttarimano Sadaman Vachanato Vinsalvada Dipayena Musa Banadu Parajigod means regarding Uttarimano Sadama Vinsavada Vinsaman to deceive with the intention to deceive and tells lies. He is Parajig. So that is about deceiving. Let me see.
So this is Vinishtha
Sarata Dipanitika.
Okay.
So then, now the other requisites, oh, that is normal. You can find a reference for that. About chivara, dipachaya, for robes and so forth, requisites, that is normal. And then the other is about...
This is samadhapasadika.
Yes, it is. Sutanipasadika. No, it is parajikattakata. The samadhapasadika. But it is based on that, no.
Okay.
It is because the Buddha told... yes, now here. Alright. Now, they take this from the word Ullapati. Okay? Parivara Pali also tells also. Let me see about after the Pasambada, amongst the become Pasambadas, the Bhikkhu, Buddha tells. Arayat, Ullapitva. Papichuda Ullapitva. Pasambanena, alright. Upasambada monk, he should not talk about about Uttarimana Sudama, Ulapitabu. This Ulapati is a verb.
What is it?
Falsely talking about. Falsely talking about.
Okay.
Falsely talking about. That's called, that is the word here, and taking that word actually, even Visamvada is called falsely talking about something like that. So then, therefore now, should not talk. Whoever Bhikkhu is Papicho, again, Ichapagato, and he tells about Uttarimana Sadama, Ulapati, about Jana Vimukan, he is Asamano Asakyaputya. This is about the four Akaraniyas. No? After the Basamata, the Karaniyas. I should not talk about Uttarimana Sadama. This is Ulapitabu. Falsely talking about that.
Yes, but it also says Papicho. It didn't say more about
Papicho. Now, here Papicho is actually, which is, he wants to deceive others, no? To deceive others. Whether he gets other requisites or not.
So this is the explanation, I think. So, Papichotiya.
Yes, Papichotiya is Samanagato. That is explanation. But there are giving other different references there. Yeah, you see, Vitsavada. And then the other, let me see, about fame. Yeah, again, Vitsavada. Let me see. Papichata.
No, it's that's
Who is that? Oh, that is Vana. How do you highlight that? Who is this? How do you do that? About fame, there was one reference also. All right, here. Sambhavana. It is Sambhavana for fame, for honor. That's called. It is, let me see, I don't know the directly honor. I don't remember. Why, I don't know. Ah, Vikambanapa. All right, here, that's called the characteristics of Papicha. It is to...
Asanta guna.
That's called... Asanta guna, that's called non-existent guna.
Yes.
Sambhavana. Sambhavana lakana. It's called to...
To show that it the characteristic that exists or something.
But yes, Sambhavana, it is about hona. Like, means to get hona, because to get hona, because of... non-existing qualities. Okay? Hana. So then, it's called, you see, it's called, he is Asaddo, Samano, let the people know me as that I'm faithful. It's called, for now, without even all jhanas, for example, Anupattasati, without mindfulness, let the people know me that I have, it's called mindfulness. Samahito. Let me see people know that I'm concentrated. So therefore now by what he wants the people to know him.
Okay.
To know him as such.
Okay.
That is also papicha. So according to this definition is here and so forth, also for fame is included. Now this is again Saratati Padini here. This is Chatutta Parajika.
Okay.
That is a glory. Let me see. Icha Bhagavata. Ragu. Saragu. Akinasavo. Akinasavo Samanu. Without being Akinasavo, an arahat, let the people know me that I'm an arahat. He ichati. He wishes that people want to know him like that. So therefore now, this kind of icha, a wish, that's called, is papicha. That's all a kind of evil wish, evil wishes. That's called, that also includes fame.
Okay.他说如果是根据那个经济因素的话，那个他那个就是经济因素的话，他要定义只要是任何的那个对上一法上欺骗性的原因都算作，就是说只要你动机，只要就是他不能够由于动机去定义成，只要是那个欺骗别人，就是你没有这上法，想让别人认为你有上一法，这个算作在那个那本书里，如果按照这本书定义的话。
那就是说不管是为了你，还是为了不要，就是因为欺骗别人做什么。So
he's asking that even joking is considered about.
So joking is not included. I cannot find a reference about joking. So then, because joking it is now other people somehow they understand it. No, joking is a joke. But if one is serious and so forth, people will think yes, they might start believing it.
他说对于笑话他还没有找到任何证据，说是笑话也很巴拉欺骗，因为笑话东西并不一定欺骗，就是你说笑话的时候，对方他会觉得理解你。笑话是笑话。
对，开玩笑那个对方就可能理解你在这开玩笑，不是，但是如果说你是严肃的这样对别人进行的话，那就是巴拉欺骗。但是说笑话的时候是巴拉欺骠，他还没找到任何证据。Because
the topic is to it's not ordinary topic.
Ordinary topic like I want to that city and I saw a beautiful statue there. Just a lie, okay? It's not ordinary lie. What you have seen, a beautiful statue. It is about that attaining, as called, superior human qualities. That is why you actually still, as called, the Buddha tells others, faith,
mm-hmm.
the, in order to get faith in you,
mm-hmm.
you steal the faith. So then, okay, now regarding the yesterday we spoke about Parikara Chola, mm-hmm. and today we continue with Vasika Sattika.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Vasika Sattika has been is a rope for the rains,
mm-hmm.
for the rainy season. Because it is too humid, too wet,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes if monks go in bath,
mm-hmm.
they can't dry up the ropes,
mm-hmm.
and they have to run around, it's called with wet ropes or sometimes naked,
mm-hmm.
till the ropes get dried.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now, Vesaka Upasika, she is the one who suggested the Buddha,
mm-hmm.
so to offer a Vasika Sattika. Satika means cloth, vasika, for the rain season,
mm-hmm.
to the monks so that they can have at least some extra robe.
Mm-hmm.
So in case of wanting to bath and so forth, and they don't need to go and wet on ropes, for
mm-hmm.
example, they have something, bathing cloth
mm-hmm.
for the rain season.
Mm-hmm. 这个浴衣它主要是为雨季准备的，这个现在那个在佛陀山的应缘是这样，他说，因为那个佛陀山的比丘他要在那个露天地方洗澡，他一般他过的里边比丘本身没有洗澡，他要在那个露天地方洗澡，然后所以说，他洗澡的时候要一边他穿着袈裟洗的，他穿他如果穿着袈裟洗的话，他那个他出来以后在那个那个袈裟湿的，然后那本身是雨季，所以那袈裟很不容易干。 然后所以说，由于这个原因，由于这个原因，有些比丘需要洗澡的时候，就是裸体出来，因为他那个或者说他洗澡时候直接裸体洗澡，因为他不想把袈裟弄湿。然后那个就是就那位正的出国那个优婆夷，就是那个维萨卡，他发现这个情况之后呢，他就跟佛陀说，他说他向这僧人提出个邀请。
Now, in order to how to deal with this robe, it is that usually the day before the monks undertake the rainy season, lay people in Sri Lanka, there is a custom to come and offer just plain clothes. White cloth
mm-hmm.
to the monks.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be dimensions, it differs, everybody of the daikas can bring any kind of small cloth like that.
So
maybe 2 cubits, 3 cubits,
okay.
4 cubits, it depends according to their ability.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now monks, if they get these cloths,
mm-hmm.
they can stitch them together and put them such a size so they can wear them wrapped around the body. So the dimension of Vasika Sattika actually are different.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see in Vinaya notes,
mm-hmm.
it says about if there is also a Pachitya rule which gives the dimension of the Vasika Sattika.
Mm-hmm.
So then the size of 6 Sukata spans
mm-hmm.
in length
mm-hmm.
and 2.5 Sukata spans in width.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that is quite large.
Mm-hmm.
So you can cover actually your body.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and I will show how to wear it. Because you can just explain.
Mm-hmm. This is one day before the Vasanta starts.
Yeah.
然后这白布大小是不定的，那他是这个施主自己供养的那个意愿而定。然后那这比库们他说到那个他说到这块布以后，他就把它不知道不穿起来。 要使这块布能够那个包住自己的身体。然后《根据戒律考试大纲》的话，那个他《戒律考试大纲》说这个雨衣的最大尺寸是6×2.5cm这样说。他这我不知道你那边有没有抄写了个六，可能是那个二点五可能没了，然后就是那也可能原本就没有，然后是6×2.5是这样说，最大尺寸。然后后面我们学一下那个巴西利亚，就专门关于这个鱼衣尺寸。然后张老师先给大家解释这个鱼应该怎么穿。
So then now, these daikas come also usually to invite. There is a custom here to invite the monks to stay in particular residence. Now, if you remember, every year before we undertake the rainy season, a day before. Daikas, all monks have to go to the seal hall.
Before they take a lunch.
Okay, they go there and so forth, and then there are daikas who invite the monks to spend their rainy season, that they want to support them through, during these 3 months. And these are the daikas who offer also the Vasika Sadika. So then, of course, they put on the table, some monks they take, sometimes they don't, some monks who don't know they don't take. Usually Chinese monks don't take because they don't know.
他说是他说这个当然如果注意的话，就是在那个语言区开始的那个在语言区开始那天呢，就是那个在那个托钵完了之后，然后吃饭之前，那个在龙凤林这边他会请大家都到那个法堂那边。然后举行一个仪式，然后那个仪式之后的话，那个其实他们那摆在桌上会很多那个白布，然后那个实际上就是雨衣，大家可以去拿的，只不过一般都是中国人一般都不拿的。
Now after you know, you will to watch excellent, so you watch.
嗯，下次大家知道以后，在下一个语言就开始时，大家可以去看。
So now, in order to, now these dimensions are quite big. So then, the way they wear it, actually it is having a underrobe, like andaravasaka, which is quite long. Okay. Then part of that, they wrap it on the, what's called, on the waist. Okay. And the rest, they throw it on the shoulder. So they can cover in front or the back also.
Okay, so this is a very long antaravasaka. So it serves an antaravasaka, but it's extra part. So
extra cloth, and you can put it on your shoulder, on your shoulder, so that it can cover the front, the chest, and also the back.
Okay. 张老师，这个雨衣是这样穿的，就是他实际上你是把当成一个下身来看，主要你是把当成下身，但是他比下身长很多。你看这个尺寸是6×2.5，所以他比下身长很多。所以说那个。他实际上穿的时候，你是先个下身那样把它那个穿起来，不是把下半身给包住。然后，但是因为特别长，所以说你这样穿的时候，它剩一大块布。然后你把这个布往肩膀上这么一甩，这样的话把前胸后背也能盖住一部分。
So then, and the determination should be done only for the 4 months. After that, one should cancel determination, make bachudarana.And if he likes to keep it for longer, he has to make it vikapana. Because this cloth is white, which lay people offer, we usually dye them just a light color.You don't need to put a lot, just one dye. For example, if you use mahogany, just one dye, two dye is good enough. Yeah, that's called. You don't need to make it very, very strong color like the rope. So.
然后因为这个雨衣是块白布，所以它实际上也是需要染，它也是需要染色，但是染色它不需要它染的会加上那么深，就是那个就是染的可以染的浅一点。
So and only one is allowed for a monk, not two.
One for one rainy season. One for one monk for one rainy season.
Yes, for each monk has to have only one, not two.
他说那个雨衣对每个比丘来说只能拥有一件，不能拥有更多件。
Now regarding the sitting cloth, Again, one should determine it by telling Iman Nisidana Ditami, or in a way, by naming, putting the name. This has certain dimensions also, prescribed dimensions, which will not exceed it. And only one, it is allowable for a monk. He can't have two Nisidanas.
然后做句呢，这个他也需要学习才能用。当然说是那个如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如如
Nisidana is done.
Yes.
You can explain them, as called, about the border. The border should be only on three corners, according to the commentary. And the dimension should be, what's called, it is to enough Sukata. Sukata or what? Sukata, no? Two enough, 2π, 1/2 Sukata spans. Mm-hmm. They add Sukata spans.
Yes, yes.
Therefore, you have to multiply it by 3.
然后，这里考试大纲，那个表三十四之前面有两个图，就不是就看表三十四前第一个图就可以了，就是那个有颜色有颜色那个图，就是那个一个做序，然后就是中间是灰色，然后边缘是绿色那个图，然后他里面解释那个就是这个做序实现，然后这个图里边单位上一张什么。
Now, bed sheets, there is no limit. Big or small, as called, there are no dimensions, as called, sizes, as called, no prescribed sizes. Or it can be the colors, any kind of color. It can be decorated with flowers. So then, therefore, everything is allowed, except if it has wild animals on it. Wild animals, for any animals, like for example, a lion, these bed sheets.
With the picture of a lion.
Designs of animals, or like that. Uh-huh. These are not allowed.
Okay.
Because in Chulavaga Pali, the Buddha refused it.
A wild animal means a very dangerous animals, like lions, tigers. But
yes, usually all kinds of animals, except birds with innocent elements. Okay.
So
then and again, one has to turn in the bed sheet or bed sheets by telling imat paccha tarana aditami. One has to tell the name. So then, now Kandupadichadi we already explained yesterday that is a bandage, and we explained about the dimensions and everything. So, and it has prescribed dimensions. You can't exceed certain dimensions. And if you see the Vina notes also, they keep it there. Kandupadichadi. You see. 4π2 Sugata spans. Means you multiply by spans, we have 12 spans. And 2π3 is 6. 12π6 spans.
然后副舱一呢，昨天我们其实已经讲了，它是一种绷带一样的东西。然后它的尺寸呢，最大是4×2×2×6。如果用普通人这样尺寸，就是12×6。So
then, and the termination is valid even if you determine it, Iman Kamdupadisadi Aditami. And the termination is valid as long the disease exists. If the disease subsides, so the automatically the termination also is cancelled.
然后对于扶桑医的决议，它只是在你的这个病，你这个病痛还存在的时候有效，但你这个病痛已经被治愈的时候，你这个决议自动失效了。
So then, therefore now, it is suitable in that case now to make pachudarana oneself to know that actually one is giving up that kandopadisadi. And if he likes to keep it longer, he has to make vikapana.
So this pachudarana is not necessary for kandopadisadi. I mean, if his disease naturally ceases. Because he says, as the disease is called,
yes, yeah, see this and so forth. Yes, it is. It gets, as called, determination automatically. As called, gets cancelled. But in order to know that one has given up the road, one is better to make pachudarana, to withdraw it yourself. So then.
他说这个扶桑医虽然他的决议那个自动的，他是在那个在疾病被治愈的时候自动消失，但是为了那个。 确定自己已经实施手术的扶桑医，下药，下药就扶桑医还是要做一个手术，就是说那个你是决定不用这扶桑医，还是要那个手术的。然后如果你还在手术之后还要继续保存这个扶桑医的话，应该作为定时来使用，不是使用。
So and it should be only one kandopadisadi. You can't have more. 然后扶桑医也只能有一件，不可以多用。So therefore, the only option is just if it gets dirty, you have to wash it. To wash it and dry it and then wear it again.
所以说，如果说扶桑医弄脏的话，你应该那个把它洗一下，然后重新再用，因为只能有一件。
That is for private use, but if there are other bandages which are for common use, one can take from that.
但是这样说扶桑医是私人拥有扶桑医，但比方说是那个僧团他有那种绷带，就是给所有人用的，然后不需要决议的人，就是说那是给所有人用的那你们可以从僧团那边拿。And
this can be kept if one wants to keep for private use, or can keep 10 days at the most, one extra kandopadisadi.
然后这个扶桑医，如果说这个，如果你想抱有多余扶桑医，然后又不把它置于进食的话，也是最多只能持有10天。
So regarding the towel, mukha punchana cholaka. So then this also should be determined according to the name. Mukha punchana chola aditami. And the number of the towels, it is, as called, there is no limit in that. And also the size, there is no limit.
然后擦脸部这个它也是需要去决议之后才能用，然后对它的数目和那个尺寸是没有限制的。
So then, Parikara Chola was explained yesterday a lot, that it applies only to Parisavana, to water strainer, tavika, back ball. So then, and there is no limit in the number of clothes, such clothes. How many, I call, water strainer you want to keep, there is no limit. And how many ball of the backs you want to keep, there is no limit. So then, but, I call, once, they have a certain size, for example, exceeds the 1 cubit and in length and 0.5 cubit in width, as called, they are this size, they should be determined. If it is a water, as called, water strainer, one has to determine. If it's the back of the ball, one should determine it. As parikara chola.
杂用部不是那个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这 或者说约等于一乘以二分之一万尺的这种布的话，必须去决议之后才能使用，因为它已经属于一了。
So, therefore now one can take all these parikara cholas, however they are together, put them together and determine together, as called, if there are 2, 3, 4, 5 parikara cholas, you can tell imani parikara chola anyaditani. One does not need to determine separately.
然后这是杂用部论是可以翻译一起决议的，比方说你好多杂用部，你可以就本来还能拿很多杂用部一起决议，然后用复数念的把理，就是一般你把理搞的时候呢，你要去谈。
Now regarding the other items which one has in the kuti, for example, a mattress, or for the bed a mattress, or for the cushions, cushions, mattresses for the bed and chair. And bibohana, it is a pillow. And pavaro, kochavo, any blankets. Blankets and so forth and other things, as called, to cover the bed, bed coverings. All these, one does not need to determine them. Because they are used for senasana parikara. As a user, as requisites of the logic. Not for to wear them. Not to put them on your body.
然后对于大家固定里边其他的一些纺织品，比方说床垫坐垫包括固定里边的那个床单，还有枕头、毯子，这些东西都是不需要就医的，因为这些东西是属于固定的，不是给自己那个不是给自己用，主要是不是给自己的身体穿着用的，所以说这些是不需要就医的。
Therefore, you might have your private meditation cushion. You don't need to determine this meditation cushion layout.
对，比方说，大家可以有自己的那个是私人用的是禅修坐垫，这个不需要介意，是我就觉得这个是我这个人的禅修坐垫，这个是没必要。
This is made also of cloth, no? Because you can also cover it with cloth, but it is not intended for wearing it.
这个虽然也是布座，但是它不是用来穿着的，所以说不需要去。
Now, regarding how the determination breaks, now after determining these ropes, there is a certain way how the determination breaks, especially the three ropes. Okay, so and we have to see this part also. In order to avoid the rope to become extra rope, because if the termination breaks, that automatically that rope becomes extra rope. So then, now there are how many? How many ways termination breaks? Okay, you can tell them.
正好下面要给大家讲那个决议失效九种方式。然后这个大家可以看，如果要看疑惑度脱的话，大家可以看那个疑惑度脱第97页。疑惑度脱第97页倒数第四三段，而且一切以此所说的方法而受持的一切，就这句话开始。这三段画红线，然后如果大家看那个戒律考试大纲的话，这个是戒律考试大纲的表33，戒律考试大纲表33，决议中止九种方式，下面上面要和大家讲这个。
So now the order is slightly different in Kanka Vedra and the Vinaya notes because they follow another gata. This might be from Kuddhasika. There is another Pali Vinaya compendium. They might got it from there. So their order is a little bit changed. But I will follow Kanka Vedra.
但是大家注意一点，就是那个决议这种方式，它那个是在那个戒律考试大纲里边，排列顺序和疑惑度脱里边排列顺序和它不太一样。这是因为那个戒律考试大纲这摘的那段巴利语，它不是从疑惑度脱里边摘，它是从另外一本书里边摘的。那也是本巴利语的书，但是可能是一本那个汇集总编那样的这是这样的书，所以它那里边那个顺序和疑惑度脱不太一样。但是照下面讲，首先疑惑度脱来讲。
All these ropes which one has determined, Adati Sri Chivaras, Vasika Santika, Nisidana, Kandupadichadi, on Statamayat, if he decides to give it to somebody else, okay, that moment the termination breaks.
如果说这个已经决定你不建议施给他人，但你做这种决定的时候，这建议学习就失效了。So
if it is stolen, it's lost or something like that, also that is included. You lose it. Maybe you don't know. It's stolen. Okay, take it stolen.
如果这个被决议被偷到了。 那他的那个决议也会失效。
If somebody takes it on trust, and he goes away, you don't find your rope, then the termination broke.
如果这个决议的意义已经被托管给他人，然后但是那后这个人后来离开了，然后你找不到这个人了。 那这种情况下，这个决议也失效了。
If one disrobes and becomes a layman, he means low life, lay life. That also termination breaks.
然后你还俗的话，你对那决议也全部都失效了。
If one keeps up the training, kevinaya skola, kinaya watana, sikapa. If one rejects the training. Reject means, tells that I don't want to follow these rules, I want to do the Buddha and so forth, like Pachakana, and go to this rope. That is also like it. This Kinaya Vatana means you might not reject it, but you want to, you just secretly go in to become a layman.
Okay.
Okay. But the other is called Sika Pachakana, you go in front of the monk and tells him, tell him as well that I want to give up the training to become monk. So that is also how termination breaks. Without telling, Hinaya Vatana is called, you don't tell anybody. You just disappear. Wanting to become a layman, you don't inform anybody. So in that case now, your termination breaks. But Sikappa Chakana it is, you go and tell somebody. Whether you tell or you don't tell, in both ways, the termination breaks.
Okay, so these are just two ways of disrobing.
Yes, two ways of disrobing.
然后他这个，然后这张，这张，他解释一下，就是那个，如果按照戒律法大纲的话，他是有一条是所有者欢俗和那个第八条所有者舍戒。 而且这个地方的欢俗和舍戒呢，只是对欢俗两种不同的方式。他说那个，欢俗呢是你不告诉别人，就是你不明确的跟其他人说我那个舍戒，然后自己偷偷摸摸跑回家里边过家家人生活，这种叫欢俗。然后那个舍戒就是你公开跟其他或者是跟其他相认说。
Now we have to. In this point, I want to tell now regarding the four parajikas. Now, if one, for example, wants to become a layman and he disrobes by himself, does not inform anybody, and goes to lay life, and then Kisupa Samadhi is somehow
still there. Still there.
No, because he decides to become a layman.
Yes. But that's his, even in that way, his upasama is still there because the witness is not there.
Yeah, it's not there. Okay, he becomes a layman. So, but his termination gets cancelled.
Okay.
So, but if he does not commit any of these offenses, which are parajika offenses, he comes back, he can be, it's called Kitkish upasama. Okay? So then, but if he commits any of these offenses, like for example, first parajika, second parajika, and so on, so then especially what's called, and then of course he can't get upasama.
But for that that kind of person, if he comes back, he does not undertake the upasama ceremony again, because
so usually he undertakes because now he disrobed, no, disrobed means he decided himself to disrobe.
Okay.
Shripa Samvada is cancelled. Because he becomes a layman, he wants to become a layman, he give up. And maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years he is a layman. Mm-hmm. And then he comes again. He has to get ordination again, Rupa Samvada again.
But then before he gets Rupa again, he has to formally this role, because the way he did this role before is not valid, because there is no witness, isn't it?
That depends on the discretion of the teacher, if you will, but usually they don't, this kind, they don't follow the formality. They will tell him to get to Vasamada from the beginning.
Okay. 但是虽然说你这个比丘身份还在，但是因为你是你自己决定还俗，或者俗家，所以说你这个决定你对那一定的决议整个都失效，而且你自己把戒加给脱掉。而但是说这种人，如果说你那个到你过那个在家生活这段时间，你没有犯四条八拉金刚的任何一个的话，就虽然你是过在家生活，但实际上你比丘身份没有失效。如果说你在那个在家期间没有犯任何四条八拉金刚的话，那你回来还可以重新拿上。
重新对对决一境决议，但是如果说你在家生活期间犯了四条八叉金刚的话，那你回来再不能达上，然后也就不可能对对一境决议。但是那个就是比丘身份和打上是两个，打上会得到比丘身份，但是舍弃，但是你要如法舍戒才会失去比丘身份。你们直接讲。Yes,
there was one monk, I think, who is that? Sandhava Pada Govinda like that? He disrobed seven times. And again, he became a monk seven times. he never informed anybody. He just disappeared from the monastery. Nobody knew. And then he came, maybe later, he asked again for ordination. Mm-hmm. Again, the monks ordained him. Again, he changed his mind. He went in lay life. Mm-hmm. Again, seven times like that. Mm-hmm. And Ali Mali, on the seventh time, he decided not to disrobe anymore. He practice and become arahat. So,
在法界经里边有一个故事，有一个比丘呢，那个七次出家，七次还俗，然后每次还俗都偷偷摸摸走，然后就不让那寺院里边其他人知道，然后最后这就是最后一次出家的时候才决定我这次再也不还俗了，然后好好修行，最后才证得阿拉。So
then, now again, determination breaks if one dies.
然后受益者，如果这个意义受益者死亡的话，他的那个意义决议会失效。So
and then another thing is linga parivartana means if one sex changes.
然后受益者性别发生变化的话，他的意义决议会失效。So
and then pachudaran is the most common way how one cancels the termination.
然后那个决议对象已被失。 舍弃，就是说你对那个决议做了舍出，那这样的话这个决议当然也失效了。
Here you see now about disrobes and giving up the training. If you see Vinaya notes, number 4 is the owner disrobes, number 8 is the owner gives up the training.
Yes, yes, yes.
They give you different order.
Different
order. Yeah. Alright. Alright. But especially for the three ropes, there is one more factor, which can break determination, that is about if the rope gets perforated, means has a hole in a certain area, that can break determination. And now we'll explain what the area is. You translate in Chinese. Oh, very good.
Okay. 然后这个，然后就这样，然后最后一条那个决议，最后一条只对三意识，就是那个决议地上就破洞，然后这个破洞必须出现在特定区域才那个什么那个才才才才才破坏掉这个决议，然后大家可以看那个这条大概下面那个图，就是它在那个有个灰色区域，然后那灰色区域如果出现破洞，那个决议就失掉。Okay,
do you explain the everything there, how the span, how much one span, from the length. But here it says about four fingers, no? Here it does not mention about four fingers.
Where
it mentions? You see, here and... let me see, about... Pranitta Angulimani, Chidena Yatara, Vinvidya. Sachin Jirai, Bhagavan, and Karayagata. You don't even understand.
Only has four fingers. I have seen that.
Vitati Tiriantu Atangula.
Oh yes, yes.
Orato.
Yes, yes.
Orato Chidan Aditani.
So four fingers means here this place, no? Four fingers.
Not 15, but 8, no?
Four fingers, I think. Let me see.
Atta. 8 fingers.
Yes.
Good, you have one Vitati like that and you have 8 fingers? Mm-hmm. It's like that. I don't know. It's less.
It says atta.
Yeah, attangula. Attangula. Orato. Kiriyanto vitati bhavat. Kiriyanto to. Kiriyan is across. It's called elenis.
Mm-hmm.
And orato from the side, it is attangula.
So, tiriyan, tiriyantene pane.
Chaturanga. Andravasa.
Is
4.
Andhra is 4.
For the Sangati Undara Sangha, it is 8.
Okay.
Diganda to Vitati Bhavanas. Diga means on the length, it is one span.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the width, it is 8 fingers for Sangati Uttara Sangha.
Oh, 他没有标出这个区域，就是这个宽面这个白色区域的这个长度是多少？他之所以没有标出这个区域长度，因为这个长这个这个长度对于大一上一和下一来说是不一样，所以他没有标出来。但是这个区域的长度，就是他标一宽度一张手这个长度，这个区域长度对于四三一来说都是一样的。然后根据一或度托那个也是。 宽度那个白色区域的长度，对于大一上一来说是八指宽，然后对于下一来说是四指宽。当然，如果以后可以在电脑上修改这个文件上，把这个加上，就是以后都拖一会儿，以后都拖，第九十七，不是，对第九十七没错，第九十七到第九十二咱们，我可以念一下，就是从那个。 此中三嘎地和上衣在从宽边的八指宽边的八指宽质量的地方以内穿破了即时手持，然后下衣，也是在从长边也是该尺量，从宽边的四指宽质量的地方以内穿破了即时手持。So
then in the Andhravasaka, the Andaro, it is the same in length, one span, but in across means on the width, it is only 4 fingers.
Explain just that.
Explained.
Yeah.
You can tell him this finger should be one's own fingers, not another monk's fingers.
Okay.
So therefore now, this hole should be the size so much that the small finger can go through.
So
if there is a threat, I call in between, and the small finger can't go because of this threat. Still, it is the termination of the program.
比方说，洞中间还有一条线连着呢。比方说，它这个它是有个洞，但是这个洞中间还有一条线连。然后，就因为这条线，你的这个小拇指穿不过去的话，这个决议还没有实现。So
therefore, now one must be knowing this and see check one's ropes on and off and see if there are holes. So then, if they are the size of this small hole, one should, as called, see the place where it is, and if it is in that place we have already defined, as called, one span far from the length, so one should know that once the termination of the rope is broken,
and so one should stitch that hole and determine the rope again.
所以说，大家对回去检查一下。如果说在这个地方说的这个区域出现一个大于一个小拇指指甲的洞的话，应该那个把这个洞给补上，然后重新决议这件事。因为那个第一决议已经失效。If
one does not determine that rope becomes a direct achiever, it's extra rope.
如果不决议这件事的话，那这件事对你来说变成多余的意义，因为它既没有决议，也没有执行事。
Now here you can see the Kangya Vidaya tells that Kandupadichadi, the termination of Kandupadichadi subsides with the cessation of the disease.
Yes.
As called, that means even if you don't make Pachudarana, it ceases anyhow.
Yeah.
So,
this is what I...
Well, we explained it, but here it is more clear, as called, that, as called, okay. All right. So therefore now this now ropes, one does not need, one has like extra ropes. One is, for example, this can be done vikapana. And regarding vikapana, we explain in the Pachitya rule regarding vikapana. Because that is a different topic. And we cover it under that Pachitya rule.
然后大家知道就是说如果说这个一件多余的鱼，然后在那个超过了那个超就一件多余的鱼，然后在不又不再供到一头年期间，或者说比方说这个鱼一超过了鱼四个月，然后扶桑不在你病治愈之后，然后再之后你还想继续长期保存，就超过十天的保存的话，那你应该对这个一应尽释。 然后关于对于这个净释具体解释，我们在讲后面巴西利亚的时候，我详细给大家讲，因为有一条巴西利亚是专门针对这个净释的。然后伊布多斯他也实际上也是这个地方没有解释，他在放在后面巴西利亚解释。他说那个一切一净释的念，我们现在净释学术解释，其实净释学术后面的一条巴西利亚。So
now if extra rope exceeds the 10 days, so that becomes Nisargiya Pachitya. Then the monk, in order to get rid of this offense, Pachitya offense, one has to make first Nisargiya, not only just go and confess. One has to forfeit the rope by going to another monk, first telling that my rope has been exceeded 10 days and becomes Nisargiya, and then only confess the Pachitya offense.
比如说在那个超过了那个就是已经不在工作一头年期间，然后那一件多余又没有进那个治愈期，继续净释超过十天的话，那么就犯了尼萨西亚巴基利亚。那么犯了尼萨西亚巴基利亚之后呢，如果想把这个罪拆清的话，要分两个步骤。第一步是先找一个比库，把这件衣给舍出去，舍的话他但就按照这个疑惑陀的第98页。 倒数第五自然转，这倒数第四自然转，这个说法就是，尊者们，我这件衣存放超过10日，应当舍。我的意思呢是，舍这件衣，然后这是第一步舍出，然后第二步他就是忏罪，然后这样我给大家讲。Now
we learn now how to count the dawn. That's called counting the 10 days. How to count the 10 days? Let me see.
You didn't say how to confess this.
I don't know. Confession?
But you didn't
say. All right. Okay. Let's see. It says more, no? I can't go with any explanation. No, it's after the confession will come later, because it is about dawns, no?
Okay.
First about dawn, how do this? So now, how to count the days?
Mm-hmm.
we have to make a chart, because
sometimes it's difficult to understand. Many monks, they get confused, they don't know how to count.
这样的忏悔之前先跟大家讲这事先是怎么算的，然后这个是在那个也是在伊霍多托里边有解释，伊霍多托倒数第六自然段，而且在获得盖伊的那天，那天是以冥想升起的。
10 days. What means 10 days? This is a simple thing, but monks get confused. I don't know why. Okay, now now a day has 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, I don't know.
Right?
And then let's see that today is Monday. Monday. Okay. So here, let me see. Monday, then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Alright? And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Now, if we count, it's actually from Monday, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days. Alright. But according to the way we count in the Vinaya, the days, now, the days do not start at midnight.
Start dawn.
They finish at midnight and start at midnight. They start at the dawn time. This is where actually some monks get confused. And we have to explain this. What is dawn time? We explain up to now, okay, up to now.
他是这个地方就是别让人担心那个产生混乱，就是说因为在戒律里边，从一天的开始结束是用那个冥想来开始算，而不是说从十二点到零点。 所以说这个地方就有些人可能会产生混乱，就搞不清楚这天到底是第一天还是第几天。
Now if we count according to the ordinary way, we usually on the calendar, if we have the calendar, for example, here you have Kinsey Monday, no? Monday. Like cubes, okay? Yeah. Boxes, everything. So then that is one way. Now, therefore now we have, if we start with Monday, we can put January 1st, okay? First day.
Doesn't work.
Second day, third, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Then we have 11. Right. Now according to dawns, the Buddha tells, as called in the rule, 10 days. But then when he wants to explain more precisely, More precisely, when the robe becomes Nisakya Pachitya, he uses the time of dawn. All right. Because that is the time when the day finishes and the new day starts. So it is not at midnight. The day doesn't finish at midnight. It finishes at dawn time. So then, therefore now we have to understand how we count the dawns. This case.
这样是这样，他这个地方呢，西边画画画画画了一个表，然后从里边一写到写到里边天，然后再到从里边从里边一到里边三，这样一共是那个十天，然后到礼拜三之后那天可能就是第十一天了，然后郑老先生写这个词就是冥想。So
now if we count 10 days, we have to start. Now the day starts from here, then here it is, the dawn, this dawn has to be taken into account. First day, Monday, okay, this dawn has to be counted first dawn, okay? And then the day starts from here, and then this is second dawn, okay? And then third.
You don't have to write everything, you just read here as the 11th dawn, you see now.
So, now in that case, now the Buddha tells actually the precise time when the robe becomes Nisakya Pachitya, it is on the 11th dawn. Okay? Because the 10 days finishes on the 11th dawn twice.
这个呢，它是从一到十天，然后呢，第一天开始这个冥想，我们称为第一个冥想；第一天结束，也就是第二天开始这个冥想，我们称为第二个冥想。那么以此类推呢，第十天开始的冥想，我们称为第十个冥想；第十一天开始的冥想，成为第十一个冥想；这第十一个冥想，同时也是第十天结束的冥想。
那么这个疑惑的多少面说呢？就是说到什么时候这个一切三昧舍多呢？就是到了第十一个冥想的时候，就第十一天开始的这个冥想，或者说第十天结束了这个冥想的时候，这个一切三昧舍多，大家可以理解吗？就是第十一天的，比如说第十一天的六点。
对，你如果冥想是在六点的话。
那接受的时间是？
接受是在第一天。
哦，是第一天之内。
对。 So he is asking that this monk received this robe within this range of time.
Yes, it is. When you count now, you see, the receiving is here. From the time of receiving, we have to count up to 10 days if he has not determined extra robe.
就是说你决议是这个第一天范围是内决议。
Therefore, these days, okay, okay, up to here, it is non offense.
Why they stop setting the lighting?
This is working.
Okay. These days, up to here, okay, here non offense. Okay. But on the 11th day, on the 11th dawn rise, if the monk still has this rose with him, together with the dawn rise, automatically with the rose rise, then his robe becomes extra robe. And then he has to forfeit it. It becomes the Sagya.
Okay. 第一天到第十天，这整个时间就是无罪的期间，然后从第十一天这个开始这个冥想开始，再往后就是有罪了，那个依旧变得少多了。
So some monks, they make a mistake, and they start counting. First dawn, second dawn, third dawn, first dawn, and ultimately, they keep their robes up to 11th day. Okay, and they think this is 11th dawn. So therefore, in that case, if you count according to days, we have 11 days. What is wrong?
他说有些人犯了错误，是不是因为什么呢？他是因为他是从第一天结束的冥想开始算，也是从第二冥想开始算的。那如果这样的话，他会算第十二个冥想。这是为什么那个疑惑度脱是？他是说是，把那个接受意当天也算在内，第十一天的冥想开始，才是那个就开始犯戒，这个意思。
So now that is one explanation, and we're going to explain now what is dawn yet. What is this concept of dawn? Okay, how to know what is dawn and what is not dawn?
先向大家解释什么是冥想，什么不是冥想。
So now you must know that in the Buddha's time there were no clocks. Okay? People have not these devices we have today. They were not so fortunate like us. So and everything has to be counted according to darkness and light. Therefore the time difference will be according to how much darkness in the sky, how much light in the sky.
他说在佛陀时代，那个就是那个时候没有钟表，也没有我们这个现所用这种设备。而那个佛陀时代时间时间呢，就只能看天，就看天上有多少的那个黑暗，有多少光明，就是以黑暗和光明的比例来判定时间。
Darkness in the sky means night. Light in the sky means day.
然后那个天上黑暗表示白昼，然后天上的光，天上黑暗的表示夜晚，然后天上光明表示白昼。
So therefore, the night finishes when the darkness also disappears, and the day starts when light starts appearing in the sky.
所以，当黑暗消失的时候，夜晚就结束了。当光明开始升起的时候，白天就开始了。
That is simple, natural light, not artificial light.
然后这个地方说是光，自然光，不是指人工的光。
So therefore, now people will wake up and see light. They think, okay, new day start. If it is still dark, night is still there. They will go and sleep.
所以说，人们如果一起床看见黑暗的话，就想这个晚，这还是一晚，还会继续睡觉。但是如果一起床还有光，出现光了，他们知道啊，这就是白天了，还会起床。So
now this light appears in the surroundings almost half an hour before sunrise. You can have good light. You can see everything now. The trees, everything, as called the colors appear. Okay, this is not sunrise. This is called dawnrise.
Okay.
According to the Pali texts.
实际上就是说，一般来说呢，就是在日出之前半个小时，冥想就开始升起了。什么叫冥想升起？就是说，整个天空都已经出现了光。 然后这些那个物品，这些那个地上这些物品都开始显现，它固有的颜色了。然后这个时候，但是这个时候太阳还没升起，太阳大概在半个小时之后才会升起。
Now the Pali texts give stories or explanations how this happened. Usually it happens when the four directions become white. This is how four directions become white.
Four directions of this sky.
Called eastern, up to western direction, all the sky becomes white.
Uh-huh.
It is white color. The dark of the sky goes.
Uh-huh.
That is what they call Arunugamana. Aruna, which is dawn, mm-hmm. Ugamana, which is rise.
Mm-hmm.
With the translation, dawn rise.
Mm-hmm. 然后在绿象里面对这个冥想这个词定义，冥想升起这个词定义就是，天空的四个方向都变白了，就是天空四个方向那个黑暗都消失了，那这个时候我们就说明冥想升起了。Another
definition from to describe about dawn rises,
mm-hmm.
Rati vibhayati. Rati means night, mm-hmm. Vibhayati means becomes light.
Mm-hmm.
The night becomes light.
然后，你还在巴黎绿象里面，对冥想还有另外一个定义，就是夜晚变亮了，然后这又成冥想的升起。Another
description is Nanti Mukirati. The night has a joyful face. Joyful because now the darkness is gone.
That's
called the light. The day come. This dark and that's called very gloomy color. Is gone now, become light.
Mm-hmm.
The night, the face of the night changed.
Mm-hmm.
It become light.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it is joyful.
Bali 然后他把这个夜晚后期开始出现光明，他把它变成喜悦的脸，所以他把明显定义为夜晚都是喜悦的脸。
That is the time also when many birds they starting singing, and you can monkeys they starting crying, cry means shouting, and a lot of noise in the forest sometimes. That's called. Then sometimes you don't need to have a clock. Alarm clock to wake up.
然后这个时候森林里面开始出现各种各样的鸟叫、猴子叫什么，然后还有其他各种各样的噪音。所以说，如果是在森林里面的话，你都不需要闹钟，这个时候自然就起来。Natural
alarm clock.
因为这些东西是自然的闹钟。So
this is how people in India, but in other countries also, because they do not have clocks, they will define time. When is night, when is day, I call, and when is sunrise, what is dawnrise, according to this phenomena, which is in the surroundings, in natural phenomena.
这是古代印度人以及其他一些古人，就是通过怎样自己没有钟表的情况下，通过一些自然现象来判定怎么样是冥想的那个升起。And we have many
examples, stories also in the Vinaya text, what happens during the time of dawn.
Mm-hmm.
One phenomenon is that is visibility, natural visibility.
Mm-hmm.
The objects which are around, the road can be seen, snakes, other animals, flowers, color of flowers,
mm-hmm.
everything can be seen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 他说这个 在巴黎里面，在巴黎印象里边还举出了很多现象，来和以及例子，来这个说明那个明显升起是什么样的。他说，第一个第一种现象是可见性，可见性就是说，当明显升起的时候，动物还有很多植物，包括花叶草这些东西，都从不可见变得可见了。
We have also a story which is I have to tell because you can see the contrast between what is dawn and what is not dawn.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell the story. You can tell
this.
So there was one merchant in India who wanted to get rid of an unwanted baby. Unwanted baby.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to hide that he got a baby, therefore he wanted to kill.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then he told the slave woman, you go and put this baby in the darkness of the night, in the middle of the road. Because in the dark, carts go and ox and so forth, they will trample it and they will kill it. Nobody knows. They might think that it's an accident. So, and nobody will know who has killed it. So, and then that slave woman went and put it on the middle of the road. So, and then there was one another caravan leader who in the early morning he has to go with his cart in another city. And he started preparing his cart in the night. That's called to travel before it's getting day, because there will be traffic on the road. To avoid traffic, he started earlier. Now in the darkness, the ox can see. Now humans can't see, ox can see. Therefore, he did not worry about that they are going to go astray. Because ox can see, therefore now he does not need to see in darkness. So therefore now, and he started earlier because to avoid traffic on the roads. Earlier you start, less traffic is there. And then while going on the road, the ox stopped in one point of the road. And he was hitting the road, the ox to go, and the ox did not go. And he was wondering, why the ox do not go? Other days they go, why they don't go? And he went down and so forth of the cart and started pulling from the front the ox to go, why they don't go, and hitting them. But the ox did not go. He was thinking, what is this? Why did the ox do not move? So then, Ali Melia was striving to pull the wall. Then slowly, Arunu Gaman started coming, the commander tells. So, and then he, at that moment, he saw the child in front of him. And then he understood, that is why the ox do not move, because of the child. I have not seen the child at all. So long time I could not see. The ox could see, I could not see. But at the time of dawn, that is, he saw the child. Maybe about 3 meters, 4 meters away. So, from that, and then ultimately he took the child. He adopted himself. But here, from this story, we know that actually, at the time of dawn, before dawn, you can't see objects. Now, you see, even 4 meters away, something on the road, you can't see it. But after the dawn, the light of dawn comes, then objects become clear. You can see them. That is one story and so forth, which you can see that one strong evidence, indication of dawn rising is visibility. You can see objects in front of him, of you, which you could not see before, during the night, when the darkness goes around.
他想把孩子杀掉，但是又不想被别人知道他把这个孩子给杀了，然后他想了个办法，就是等于他对一个女奴说，趁着半夜黑暗的时候把这个孩子放到道路中央，这样的话呢，这个如果那个在半夜这些行走，这些马车呀、牛车这些东西会被这个孩子给踩死。 但是后来不知道孩子踩死之后是大爷不知道是谁把孩子给踩死，但是后来不知道孩子踩死之后是大爷不知道是谁把孩子杀了，然后这个主人说这个方法是做了，这样做了之后呢，半夜有一个商队正好通过这条路，然后因为这个商队他为什么在半夜通过这条路呢？是因为这个在白天的话很多商队通过这条路。 速度会比较慢，所以这个主人他虽然在半夜行走，而且他们坐着牛车，那个牛在夜晚上可以看东西的，所以说他不需要担心看不见路，然后但是他这个商队这个主人呢，看走着走着发现这个牛停了。 然后他就打着牛，然后往前走，然后怎么打着牛，这牛都不走，然后这个主人就跳下来，从前面拉这个牛，在那走怎么拉这个牛也不动，然后又去打这个牛，然后这个牛还是不动，然后就不停跟着牛这么折腾，然后
然后突然那个冥想出现了，因为他一直在折腾嘛，然后冥想出现，但是冥想一出现，上帝就是马上看见，这个这牛牛牛牛牛牛前面有个婴儿，所以他不愿动。然后呢，这个婴儿已经牛距离大概也只有三四米远的距离，然后后来这个上帝就准备就收养了这个孩子，他说从这个故事里边我们就可以看出来，就是说，在冥想还没升起的时候，哪怕前面只有三四米，你只有三四米远的东西是看不见。
So there are many stories like that, how monks will travel waiting till the dawn time when it becomes light. They will see the road. There are many stories of how the Buddha also, in the time of dawn, he will go and brush his teeth, go to a toilet. So then, therefore, you must know that dawn is related with light, it's not related with darkness.
然后其实，然后在巴基斯坦还有很多故事，就是说，一些在外面醒脚的这些比丘呢，他们突然等这个冥想出现之后，然后才开始继续旅行，包括福克本人，你在这藏里边也可以看到很多记载，就是他就是在冥想上瘾之后，否则才开始刷牙，然后刷厕所等等。
So now, the real phenomenon of dawn, it is like that. How it happens, okay? You see, if it is here, the horizon, okay? So, Or glasses, something. Go 2, 3, go to order, make from the store. Okay, this one is working. Okay, this is also working. Now, let's see, this is the horizon, and then when the sun rises in early morning, it's still in the night, so here's the sun, and it moves upwards, okay. So, if it is 18 degrees below the horizon, you can just see small light like that, small light coming, white light coming on the horizon. Okay. If it is 12 degrees coming up, then you can see that light becomes more on the horizon. If it comes to 6 degrees, then it becomes more, the light increases. Then if it becomes zero, this is sunrise.
Okay. 还有十八度的夹角的时候，它这个可能在地平线这地方只出现这么大小一块亮光，然后这个当这个太阳跟地平线的角变成这么一块，然后变成六度会变成更大，但是最后当这个太阳跟地平线的角变零度，就是太阳跟地面平行的时候，我们说这个就是冥想。
So now, if it is still 18 degrees down, in order to see this light, this small light in the horizon, you have to either be on the sea, on the shore,
on the shore,
on the beach, and everything is open to you, or you have to climb in a mountain, in order to see this. There is no way to see it in any other way. In the surrounding is complete darkness, it's complete dark. Therefore, even if you're on the beach, it's complete dark. Deep in the horizon, so you can see some light comes.
他说，当然，太阳和地平线大概还是十八度的时候，这个事儿你只有这两个地方才能看到，这地面上升这一点亮光。一个是你在海岸上，就是在那，因为在你面前没有任何遮挡。然后那个再一种，你爬到山顶上，才能看到这面这个事儿有这个一点亮光。但是不管你去哪这两个地方的哪一个地方。 其实你看到周围还都只是岸，哪怕你在海岸上，你看到这海面上梦也都是岸的，只是在非常远的地方，你看到隐隐约约有这么一点亮光。
So this is called, according to the modern science, astronomical twilight. Astronomical dawn. Astronomical dawn.
然后。这个亮光呢，就是刚刚出现，就是那个，就是它那个，就是太阳在地平线上12度角时候出现这一点亮光呢，现在科学术语上讲叫做那个，天文学的那个的明星。
If the sun comes to 12 degrees upon,、then the light spreads,、only on the eastern direction.、Then, but、you usually see this inside this light inside the sea.If you stand on the beach, you are still in the darkness. Only inside the sea, fishermen who go boats, they can actually see light around the sea. But on land, still it is darkness. This is called nautical dawn.
Nautical
dawn.
Ah, 那说那个
because nautical means it's to do with navy.
Ah, yes, yes. 他说那个当这个太阳升到升到地平线下要只剩12周的时候，这个亮光就扩张这么大。但是这个时候，即使在这个时候，这个亮光其实也只能出现在东方，而不是其他任何方向。你就是在其他方向都看不见亮光。然后，但假如说你现在是站在海岸上看这个亮光的话，你会发现这个亮光还完全在海里边，就是你自己在海岸上，你自己还是完全在海岸当中。这个亮光只出现在海上，只有在海边打渔夫才能发现自己周围开始出现亮光。然后这个亮光，这个亮光上面航海学的明星。
Now at the same time, you can on the horizon, you can see also redness coming on the horizon. Redness. So there are redness.All of the horizon, it's only on the horizon. Okay, redness.
然后在十二度的时候，你也可以发现，就是地平线上开始出现了红色。
So now, you might not have ever seen in your life, but you probably have seen sunset. Now sunset, if the sun goes close to the horizon, you can see the whole horizon become red. Something similar is like that.
他说大家可能一辈子都没有看过日出，但是大家肯定看过日落。然后说这种地面泛红的是地平线这泛红这个景象，就跟日落是那个地平线泛红的景象非常相似。
Therefore, this is called the redness of dawn. Redness of dawn. Okay.
然后这个红色被称为明相的红色。
So then, now if the sun rises up 6 degrees.The light spreads and comes to land, and it goes to the other direction, north and south, and also west direction. This is called civil twilight. Civil because citizens, they also get light. Not only the navy people, now the citizens also get light. This is called civil twilight. Actually, civil dawn.
He said that.当这个太阳上地平线只剩六度角的时候呢，这个明显会进一步扩散，然后这个时候就不是只限于东方了，而是东南西北四个方向都有，而且这个时候亮光也不是只限于大海里边，它可以散布到岸上，也就是说在岸上的人们也可以看到这个亮光了，然后这种亮光被称为公民的亮光。就是说，意思是，所有在那个陆地上人也可以看到这个亮光了，而不是只是在海里。
In that moment, also this redness becomes bigger on the horizon. You can see the redness also goes up and spreads all over from the right, from the left. All the horizon becomes red on the bottom. That's called. In the volume also increases. The redness also goes higher. So then, but what is peculiar is that no people, animals, they can see light around them. Okay, land animals, they're starting making sounds. Mm-hmm. They birds, they get out of their nests. Mm-hmm. Monkeys, they start shouting. Mm-hmm. Now, the day started for them. Mm-hmm. It's called a new day.
You mean here?
When it is on 6 degrees, yeah. Oh.
然后那个当太阳升上到1600的时候，大家可以看到那个鸟开始出巢了。然后森林里边各种动物开始叫了。然后对这些动物来说，这个新的一天可能从60日已经开始。So
that is why the Pali text say about Arugamana. This is dawn rise. That 4 minutes was only dawn. Dawn, dawn, dawn. But now it is rise. It is spread all over. All over land. All over the land.
So you mean 6 degrees?
Yes, it is. Yes, 6 degrees. It is now the light above it is spread all over. That's why it is called. For me, it was only dawn. Uh-huh. Okay, dawn, but now it becomes dawn rise.
Okay.
The whole is called the rise of the light of the sunlight. It become spread all over the direction.
Okay. So here, it, from here, it means dawn, but from here, it means dawn rise. No?
Yes, yeah, dawn rise.
Okay. 他说呢。 这个从18度角明像刚出现的时候，这个地方出现现象可以称之为明象。然后跟太阳地平线成6度角的时候呢，这个地方就可以到这个地方可以在英语里边可以称为明象升起了。Okay,
so then if the sun goes to 0 degrees, then becomes sunrise. Because people now they can see the sun coming on the horizon. Before you can't see the sun.
然后当那个太阳跟地平线成为0度角的时候，就成为日出，然后在18度角成为明象出现，然后在6度角成为明象升起。Now
the difference between dawn rise and sunrise in time it is about half an hour.
他说这个明象升起和日出之间这个时间差大概是半个小时。But
it differs from country to country. It is not the same. Now, if you go, for example, in Beijing, you might have dawn rise in 45 minutes before sunrise.
Oh, 他说，但是这个日日日那个明象升起和日出之间时间差是跟你所在地区不同啊，但是比方说你去北京的话，这个明象升起到日出可能有可能经过45分钟的时间。
So in other countries, in more northern countries, you might have 1 hour before sunrise.
如果是在北。 比北京更北的地方的话，那日出时间和明象时间差距可能可以达到1个小时。
Therefore, 1 hour before sunrise, you can see day. Daylight has already come. You can go outside. You can drive a car. You can drive a bicycle and go. People they still around in the city. They roam around the city. 1 hour before sunrise.
所以说就是说，可以说在那个日出时间一个小时，大家可以看到周围已经有光亮，然后人们已经开始活动了，有些人开始骑自行车，然后在城市里边出现。But
the main characteristic is that during dawn rise there is visibility, and these visibilities as called start maybe now as called we can see even. It's called 10 meters, 50 meters in front of you. You can see object. Now, if a snake is on the road, you can see it. Okay, or other dangers. Now, for example, if there's something pitfall on the road, you can see it. Before that, you can't see. It's still down. It's called you are in doubt. Is it there? Is it not there? Is it a snake? Not a snake? You're in doubt. But during the time of dawn, you have no doubt. You can see it. That is a characteristic how you can define. What means dawn? What means new day?
这个地方明象升起的那个最显著的特征就是可见性，就是说在明象升起之前，你在路上你可以说什么都看不见，如果那个你一只眼想一那个这一区一角就不知道前面是什么东西，如果你没有路没时间等的话，但是如果说那个明象已经升起的话，不管那个路前面是有个坑还是有条蛇，你都能看到这是个坑。
So now, if you are in the forest, where there are many tall trees, look, it's still dark. Okay, how to know whether it is dawn or dawn rise or not? The only option is just see the sky. If the sky is white, the western direction, or called northern, southern direction, that means already dawn is there. The darkness of the sky, and the sky is gone, then you are sure dawn rise is there.
如果你如果你如果 果你如果你是在那个森林里边，那个然后你的视线被很多树给遮挡着的话，你可以试试看天空，然后你当你发现天空四个方向都开始出现光亮的时候，那你知道明天已经升起了。
Except the rainy days with very black clouds, there of course now you have to wait. If you're in doubt, better wait. It's called don't rush to take a meal. Okay, don't rush to be absent from your role. Therefore, these things have to be considered now. But today we have this kind of charts, don't rise charts. If you have a don't rise chart with you, it's much easier to define the time. You don't all the time need to look at the sky.
但是如果森林里边它那个是那个阴天的话，天上都是乌云，那这个时候你天上那个就是说看天上四个方向都出现光亮，这方向肯定不管用了。但是那种情况下，如果说你对冥想之前有疑惑的话，不要着急试探，也不要着急离三一。当然，最好是等你确定之后才开始做这个事情。然后加老师说，但是如果现在我们已经那个标准的冥想表，所以说如果大家出门时候随身带上标准冥想表，就是跟那个冥想表的判断冥想有没有任何问题。
And then, one more thing is that even the time of dawn rise, or like sunrise, also noon time, it changes from month to month to month. It changes. It is not the same. That's why now, if you see in the morning, almost 6 o'clock is dark.
Yes.
Other days we used to go at 5:30. It is light, you will go. But now it is dark because it is winter. The sun in the winter goes far. The earth in the winter time goes far away from the sun. That's why you have the daylight is it's not coming late.
他说呢，然后那个这个。冥想和日出的时间，它也随着一年的日期在不断变化的。比方现在我们大概在快6点钟的时候，冥想才开始升起。然后其他有些在夏天的时候，我们可能5点半我们迎来了食堂，有些人已经开始释放了。而这个是因为在一年之中，地球太阳之间距离在不断改变的。因为现在是那个是冷季，是地球和太阳距离比较远的时候，所以那个冥想就会来的比较晚。
So then, now this is regarding dawn, how to count it. And this dawn rise, this time, it covers many, many rules. It is not only this rule. We'll found this about Vikala Bhojana, about Sanitikaraka, how to store in room, food, about Sangati Sesas, how to observe Parivasa, Manata. It covers many, many rules. It is actually, dawn rise is the clock of the monks. If you don't know the time of dawn, you go, your wrong is stopped, your clock is stopped like that. You have to, win it again to make it work.
大家也知道，就是说这个因为为什么跟大家讲这个冥想，因为在律藏里边的很多戒都是很多戒的这个计算都是跟冥想有关的。比方说废食食，比方说储存食物。再比如说你犯了那个三个第三家之后，怎样进行那个别住马拉达等等，这些都跟冥想有关系。可以说对于一个比库来说，他的那个时间的标准主要就是冥想。所以说如果你不懂得什么是冥想的话，那么这对持有戒律非常困难。
So therefore if your dawn clock goes wrong, you can break so many rules.
所以说，如果你对明显的那个时间计算是那种穿错的话，你会犯很多的戒。
All right, so then now, how to make offense if the Tivara becomes Nisagya. So then on the 11th dawn, so one has to approach a sangha or on monk or three monks, whatever and so forth. Until Idame Bande Chivaran Dasahati Kanta Nisagyan Imahan Sangasini Sajan. That is a formula on this hotel. And after forfeiting it, then one has to confess. Aham Bande Ekan Nisagyan Pachitya Napano. Tampat Desemi. If there are two offenses, one should tell two offenses. If there are more than this, then one can tell sambahula, many offenses, many Nisagya Pachitya offenses.
然后呢，他这个，然后那个就是说，我们刚刚不是讲怎样舍出这那个这件衣嘛，然后但是在舍了一之后，他应该对那个对对对对三忏悔，忏罪，忏罪方式就是那个说，尊者我犯了一个舍心多罪，然后我忏悔该罪，然后如果犯了两条或者多少罪的话，你就应该说是两条或者是众多。
If one can't tell it in Pali, one can tell in other language, whatever language one speaks, so the other monks can understand. You don't tell in a language which other monks do not understand.
他说，如果这忏悔巴利语你不会说的话，你可以用那个其他对方能够理解的语言来说，你不能使用他不能理解的语言。
So now. If one forfeits in the Sangha, so then one monk should inform the Sangha that this monk has fallen to this offense, and he wants to reveal it, and then let the Sangha receive this offense from this monk, in order for him to purify it. Now, here it is, you can tell, I don't know how they can send the Pali. Because in Gangnam
Theory, there's no Pali. All things have been translated into Chinese.
So therefore, and then the monk has to confess. They should ask him, do you see this offense? Ama Pasami. Ayatin Savane Varias, may you restrain the future. And he has to promise that I will restrain myself in the future.
然后他这样唱完之后呢, 圣坛里边应该派一个先灯或者有能力的比库做一个动议，对圣坛做一个动议，说那个尊者们，请僧坛听我说，这某某比库他既得显露禅明忏悔的罪加，假如僧坛已到事实，我应当接受某某比库忏罪，然后他接受忏罪之后呢，他又对那个犯了戒的比库说，说你接罪了吗？然后这个比库应该说是的，我见罪，然后这个接受忏罪的比库说，未来你应当好好守护，然后但是然后那个忏犯了戒的比库应该说。 萨杜斯图，那是萨杜吉加，我未来我将会好好守护。然后如果他是犯了两条或者众多罪的话，就把前面那个一条改成了两条或者众多就可以了。
So and the sangha or the person who has to forfeit the rope, one should give that rope back, telling that what's called okay.
然后他
telling it, I call Machivaran that we give this back to you.
然后这程序做完之后呢，然后那个僧团应该把他这件事是设给僧团这个右滑户还给这个人。然后那个干嘛？我跟他这个干嘛？就像那个第九十九页，那个以后都第九十九页第二三段上，尊者们请僧团这么说，这件衣是某某比库应当舍的。
Now, I will show you how to make a rope, how to forfeit the rope, okay? Let's see this rope, you can tell him.
张老师，让先给大家那个演示一下怎么舍掉一件，就是你如果犯了舍的话，怎么把这件衣给舍掉？
Rope.
这不是，假设这个东西就是您舍的那件衣。
So then, this rope become now, 10 days exceeded, extra rope.
这件多余的衣，你储存超过十天，已经被别人舍得物了。
What can I do now? I have to find a monk, Piku, not Samanera. Then I have to go and tell him, Bande, I have to make confession because this rope become exceeded 10 days. And that monk tells, okay, sit down, squat down, and then I have to tell myself to that monk, Iman Chivaran, Tasaha Tinkatan Nisagyan, Imahan Ayasundu Nisajan. That means, Iman Chivaran, this rope, Tasaha Tinkatan, has exceeded 10 days, and this Nisagya has to be forfeited. Imahan, this Chivara, Ahan, I forfeit, Ayasmato, to the Venerable Nisajami, I forfeit it. 3 times out of 10. Okay, and then I have to give this rope to that monk. Okay. And that monk can take it with his hand or put it on the table somewhere. And then I have to confess, to make confession, that I have fallen, I have to tell, I have fallen this Nisagya Pachiti offense. And I confess it. And that monk has to ask me, do you see this? Yes, I see. I have to reply. And he has to tell me, may you restrain the future. I have to tell, may I restrain my future. After that is finished, that monk will take that rope with his hand and tell me, I give this rope to the Venerable One, give him back. If he does not give, he falls into the dukkha of it. He has to give it. So therefore, after I take this rope, I have to make, to decide what to do now. This extra rope now. Extra rope. What to do with this rope? I want to keep this, or I want to give it up. Then if I want to keep, I have to determine it. Determine it. I call whether it is, if I want to give up, no problem. I can go to the storeroom, give it up. If I want to make vikapana, I can make vikapana. Therefore, this is the simple procedure. Okay, how it should be done. Okay, I will put the rope back.
Okay, this can be done the same way with 2 monks, 3 monks, or usually today we make it very simple, we go only to 1 monk. Not necessary. All monks trouble. 1 monk is good enough. So then we can do the same with 1 monk only.
他说你如果你想这两个笔或者再两个笔或者三个笔我给你看也是可以的但是现在我们为了解面一般是找一个笔不差
Now the same procedure can be applied for other ropes, not only three ropes, mm-hmm. other ropes also, but can be applied also for the ball, because mm-hmm. now we'll see mm-hmm. that later there is also a rule, Nisangya Pachitya rule about the ball. One can't keep extra rope more than 10 days. Mm-hmm. So it is the same way how to forfeit it mm-hmm. and how to make confession.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 这样说刚才就处理程序不仅仅是对那个三一适用对九种义里边其他义也适用然后对波来说也是适用然后因为他整个程序都是一样的只是那个下口油让它里边用那个词可能稍微有点差别
So now the monk who takes a rope if he steals it he doesn't give it back we tell his dukkata, but if he wants to steal it, mm-hmm. then the time that the owner, mm-hmm. he gives up his ownership. Mm-hmm. So, that monk can fall into parajika mm-hmm. if that the value of the rope mm-hmm. is one pada or more than pada.
然后我们刚才讲那个比库把这个犯水都一舍出来给那个他接受忏悔这个比库说如果接受忏悔这个比库他是他是想这个东西反正他给我了那这东西就是我的如果他一接受这个意思不还给那个比库他犯了这个错但如果说他明明知道这件应该还给他这不是我的应该还给他然后他还是把这个给夺取了 那就按照那个第二巴拉吉嘎那个说法来进行惩处，就是说这件意价值如果说是小于五个摩擦的话，他犯是粗罪；但如果说是多于那个多于五个摩擦的话，他可以犯巴拉吉嘎。如果他不还的话，就是你
Don't go to monks who are your enemies. Don't go to monks who are enemies to make your rope nisagya bajitya. Go to monks who are friends.
所以说，如果
They are not going to take away your rope.
所以说，如果犯舍的，你要你把这东西舍出掉的话，你应该找跟你比较友好的那些比库，不要找平时跟你敌对的那些比库。Okay,
now it is 9:30, and we have a list of questions. I don't know. We can start.
So, first time I want to answer your question. Yesterday, you asked me. Where is Mikula Bandi now in his class?
Ah, right, I know about Nisangya Pachitya is number 26.
Number 26 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's still far ahead of you. You don't have to worry about that. Because he didn't teach comparison anyway.
He goes very fast. Vinyana notes just.
But the other thing is that he didn't teach anything about Vipassana the Sima yet. He directly started from the first parashika. So this, he's following the order of the Vinyana notes. Maybe. But even the Vinaya notes, Upasatha comes first. I don't know why he chose this order. But anyway, even if he explained that, he took very, very little time because he will not explain how to go. It's the establishment, authorization of the Sima, and how to withdraw the Sima, he will not teach this. This is my experience.
Oh, okay. Just only names.
According to the Vinaya notes.
Oh, okay. OK，
我不提，我就是全部解释那个还的了以后一个程序，你猜出来不想说太快了，我们继续。你还的以后有什么？就是说忏罪以后，这个对面一个清净苦啊，他想把这个一慢好，我不还了，是恶作。不，
他想这个意见他给我，那就应该是我的了。
他就认为这个东西实际上是几物想，对，几物想，对，恶作，
恶作，
真巴拉吉卡是什么的？
巴拉吉卡，他就明明知道这些东西应该还是他的，这不是我的，这明明知道是他的，然后我还要把这东西抢走了，他就不还，啊？
这有什么区别？
当然有区别了，你这是他物想是几物想和他物想的区别了。你明明知道这东西这比方说我拿一瓶，我认为那瓶就是我的瓶，那我这样拿走了，或我认为那是你的瓶，我拿走了，当然不一样。 没有，看价值，巴拉西卡要看价值，那个价值超过五个曼沙卡才那个什么。So he wants to show you a story first.
That is about what? Tell me what is about?
About sugar.
Sugar?
Yes.
I mean, because we are going into about that, we'll explain about this, about medicines now. There is in Sankhya Bhajita about medicine. We'll explain about sugar, about this later. Not now. You want to have the answer now?
He said it's very practical in his daily life.
Hmm?
He said it is a very practical. It is a very practical value in his daily life. Something.
Because he wants to. Yes, go and drink kilambasa every day. No? That's why it's practical. He wants to accelerate the process. We jump Nisargya Pachisya number. What is called number 18?
Not 18. 18 is money.
Excuse me. Before that, I don't know. So, okay, the main thing is I allow monks sugar for one who is ill, sugar, water for one who is not ill. You don't need the story, I know the story. That is the main thing. And then what is the question? Okay, sugar.
So he's asking that according to his understanding of the story, and the Buddha actually said that this sugar can only be properly digested by he and his Savaka disciples. It means his disciples while he was still alive. And for his later disciples, they cannot digest this sugar properly. And so he himself...
He has not written this.
Uh-huh.
He has not written this. This part is missing now.
First, from his own experience, he said that he likes to eat sugar very much. But after he eats sugar, he feels some problem with his body. He feels some health problem with his body. So he's asking that, what is the usage of eating sugar? And what is the Buddha's suggestion or attitude towards the sugar, to the Sangha? Is there any...
Now the story goes on that because there was a daikano he offered to the Buddha and to his disciples, that's called sugar. Okay, this actually what called what is not ordinary sugar. It is what called hakuru. Actually, the real hakuru.
What is hakuru?
Gula. In Pali, gula.
What is in English?
Jaggery.
Jaggery.
It is jaggery.
Oh, okay.
Jaggery in the form of a bowl. That's called gula, means a bowl.
Uh-huh.
A bowl of jaggery.
Okay.
Like here you have this kind of bowls, they come in the hakuru.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in a bowl, no?
Mm-hmm.
That is what it is. But anyway, that is made of sugarcane.
Mm-hmm.
Here they make it of palms.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a... But it is that... Okay, you explain this.
Mm-hmm. 首先呢，这个故事应该是怎么回事？这个这个这个这个，你说这个故事呢，就是说那个他是那个是那个那个做富士山富士山有个施主，然后他给僧僧僧不是糖，然后他不是糖，并不是我们一般我们现在吃那个砂糖，是那个粗糖块，就是那个红糖红糖的糖块或者大块。
So then, this called in Pali gula, but we have not only this incense, we have other incenses also. Why? The Buddha told to throw the food he has eaten or he received to a pool of water because this cannot be digested by others. So now, according to commentaries, it is that when the Buddha takes some meals, devas come and put divine ojas, divine nutrients, divine nutrients into his meal. So, and this is also happened here also with his gula. When devas came and put divine nutrients to that gula, to that sugar, it's called this jaggery. So therefore now, whatever was left over, the Buddha did not want to give to humans, because ordinary humans can't digest this. Therefore, he told that, the daiga, to throw it, the leftover, into the pool of water. And when throwing that, inside, the heat of the divine nutrients is so high. So it will starting, jaggery starting dizzling like soda. If you put soda into the water, it starts dizzling as well.
他说这个东西呢，其实是
you can smoke, you can coming up, smoke also coming. But because of the devas, they put this new divine nutrient. Not because of the you get the sugar from the supermarket.
So what is the Pali word for this kind of nutrient?
Deva oja. Deva oja.
Oja. 他说那个。
Excuse me, not deva, deepa oja. Deepa oja.
Deepa oja. Deepa.
Deepa oja. Double B.
Yes, deepa oja, deepa chakra.
Deepa chakra.
他是这样，他说你，他是这个，就是在这个故事前，先给你讲另外一个故事，就是佛陀在有一次，他把那个他命令其他比库把他吃剩的食物，不是扔到水里边，然后理由也是跟这故事一样，其他人不能消化。 然后那个注释里边对于说为什么其他人不能消化，是这么解释的，就是说天人看到佛陀吃食物的时候，他会把佛陀里的食物灌那个天人食素，天人食素，天人像他们自己的食素，他会他会他会往佛陀室里边掺天人食素，然后这个天人食素对于除了佛陀之外，其他人是不能消化。
但是他写的连天人和梵天还有魔王都消化不了那个，就天人和梵天都消化。
So he's asking that if it is divulged, then why even devas and brahmas cannot digest this kind of thing?
Because this is specially made, I don't know.
Specially made for Buddha.
Because devas usually, actually it is mixed now. It is mixed with now human food. It's mixed with human food. No. Devas can eat human food. They can eat the divine food. But once this divine food it is mixed with human food, devas can eat it.
他说因为天然食不能，其实本身他们不吃人间食物，因为你这个天然食素已经跟人间食物混在一起了，所以这东西变成只能佛陀能吃。那个变成只能佛陀和那个和他和那个和他可以吃，然后他那个。 然后因为这个原因，所以说给人的话是天过来做这种供养，那做这种供养，所以他剩下的东西他也不能给人扔到食堂里，然后那个那个那个然后那个叫江总说他就是那个这种天然食素，后来那个他被扔到那个食堂里边的时候，他因为那个里边包含非常多的热量，所以他在食堂里边就往外冒气，扔到食堂里边，然后就出来在山上出现很多烟雾。
那是指那个糖本身就有还是说天然食素？
天然食素跟糖你往里边吃，它是怎么不会出现烟雾？不会出现烟雾。
So therefore, in that case, now devas can eat food, divine food mixed with human food, and humans can eat human food mixed with divine food. The only option is just throw it away.
所以说那个就是天人不能吃人的食物，人也不能吃天人的食物。 所以说，如果天那个天然食物、人的食物混合在一起的话，人和天人都不能吃，所以只能把它扔掉。
So, but any other sugar which is not mixed with divine food, so like in the supermarkets or in the shops here in the village, you can eat even the gilambasa whole, no problem. Don't worry. I don't think devas come in to put deep bauja.
所以那样这张老张老师所以说那但除了这种跟天使的火放在一起看，就比方你在其他地方看到他，在超市里边去见到他，就在村里边见到他，反正你在农村三超市里边吃到他，你都可以随便吃，不用担心天人永远放食宿。
那为什么比如说我或一些比如说特定的人吃了就是皮肤会发痒或者说会破，这是怎么回事？
So he said that if that is the case, then why he and some other bhikkhus after after eating the sugar here, sometimes he feels itchy in his skin, and also he feels his skin become very vulnerable. So that his skin will often break break up something.
Because actually now they put chemicals, no? Chemicals into this sugar. They refined it, especially white sugar. It's not natural. The real natural color of the sugar, it is brown color. When they make in the factory. But because they can't preserve it for a long time, it has good nutrients. Like minerals and some other carbohydrates, which can attract bacteria, can attract other things. So in order to keep it for a long time, they can't keep it. So the only option is to put chemicals, like bleach, and remove many of the nutrients. And then what we get, what sugar is actually mixed with chemicals. And this can be poison in the body. And some people get allergy.
他说这个问题是这样，因为这个你我们吃那个白糖是经过那个精制的，就是说如果因为那个糖的自然蔗糖自然颜色是棕色的，然后那个因为但是因为那个红糖它不是很容易保存，所以就是说要如果为了长期保存的话，要把它进一步精制成白糖，然后在精制成白糖过程中，它会加入一些化学物质，然后有一些人对这化学物质是过敏的，
就是红糖，就是说他们都很多人吃都没问题
啊。
比如说我吃可能会有问题。
你这是红糖的。
对，红糖。
So he said he was eating brown sugar, but the other monks after they the brown sugar they don't have this kind of problem, but only he's having this problem.
Brown sugar, brown sugar also.
Yes, brown sugar.
或者其他的
糖品。Or any other sweet things containing sugar like that.
He gets these side effects by eating sugar.
Yes.
That means his organism can't absorb it. Maybe he is overeating and he has some bowel problem. That is pancreas problem.
Okay.
Pancreas problem, which the pancreas can produce insulin to absorb, to digest the sugar. Therefore, it's better to avoid.It's not necessary to take. It's not necessary sugar.
Okay.
Actually, it is not healthy. Even for healthy individuals, sugar is not healthy. They can take a little amount, it's okay, very small amount. Very one, two teaspoonfuls a day is good enough. Don't take much. And to tell him, don't to mix it with hot water. Because the chemicals, they get released. If you mix it with hot water, immediately the chemical can easily released.And if you take in the body, you get that effect. Allergy because of the chemicals.
他说这样的话，你可能是你那个吸收那个吸收糖的时候出现问题，就是有两种可能，一种是你肠道形成出现问题，还有可能是你的胰腺出现问题，就是你的胰腺不能分泌足够胰岛素。然后他说张勇跟你说，就是说糖这个东西呢，对一个健康人来说其实不是必须的。一天吃少量就行了，如果你吃多量反而不健康，少量就是说一天糖这个东西一天吃一两勺就够了。然后那如果说你对这个东西本身就是吃会出现问题的话，那你吃时候注意不要混合热水，因为如果你的那个吃糖如果混合热水的话，会加速里边那个有害化学物质释放。
You can try hakuru. This means hakuru. This kind of jaggery. This is more natural. It's more natural. But even then, you must know the amount.Otherwise, you go to side effects. You get other symptoms.
他说呢，所以说他推荐你这样而吃那种粗糖块，然后那个因为粗糖块比那个白砂糖更自然一点，但是即便是这粗糖块，你也要知道节量，然后不然的话你就很容易受那个副作用影响，会出现各种症状。
Might be careful because sometimes these monks they don't know how to keep this akuru free of bacteria. Okay. Sometimes this is contaminated because many fingers touch. And ultimately you get stomach upset if by eating this. Better to, if you cut a piece, better to wash it. Wash it and then only take it. Don't put it immediately to the mouth.
他说这样，他说因为在农村里，他们在保存这糖块过程中，他们可能不太注意细菌污染，所以说因为他们有时候这人手指碰糖块的话，很容易造成细菌污染。那这样的话，如果说你想避免这种情况，你吃那糖块时，你注意把它切下来，然后洗一下，然后再放到嘴里边，不要切下来立刻吃。
This is actually the real gula. The hakuri is the real gula, because the Buddha allowed.
所以说这个糖块呢，就是那个在巴黎圈呢，和所允许那个巴黎语叫gula。OK， 你们有什么问题？你有问题？你说。
我问一下，就是上次问过那个文化，那个国外文化那个。上个地歇餐的时候，国外看了上个地歇餐，通知了清净比库以后，是要立刻回到龙树林来那个受罚，还是在国外可以待一段时间再回来？这个罪是已经告白了。
即使你不在国外，你也可以待一段时间，在龙树林，他是看那差不多这僧三戒定。不管跟你在不在国外，就是你他是什么时候开始给你别住，什么时候开始给你马达，这个不一定是利己，都
对，这是僧团的一个主观的一个判定。
对，
如果我主观说我待两三个月再回来再说话，你明白我的意思？我已经说了这个对了，就是说我还有实义务，还有实性，在这地方做，没有请求。
So he is asking that, so for example, he committed Sanghadisa's offense abroad, and. He already committed, confessed this offense to Pakatata Bhikkhu abroad also. And then he contacted this Sangha here because he also.
He means who?
Just for example.
Example.
So then he contacted Nāvana Sangha because he wants to observe this Parivarsa Mana here. But he does not want to observe this Parivarsa and Mana immediately. So then is it possible for him to make a request to the Sangha that to delay this Parivarsa or Mana for, let's say, 1 month or two months, something like that?
Yes, it is possible. You can delay it.
Right. Do you have anything more to say about this case?
So yes, that is the case. But you see, usually teachers advise to get rid of these garuka apathies as soon as possible, because it is a bad karma. And as soon as you know that your sila is impure, it's not good to delay. Except if it is something very urgent, for example, you might fall sick, you have to get medications, and so forth, these are some good justification to postpone it. But not for fun. Not good.
他说，但是通常呢，就是那个，教学老师他说，如果你知道这个出血程序的话，你应该尽快摆脱这个犯戒状态，因为这个犯这种就是重戒，属于很大的恶业，然后你如果说。长时间处于戒不清净状态的话，其实不正常。所以说，就是说，一般除了重大原因之外，一般不要拖延。比方说，你当时如果你当时有什么病，就需要在中国进行治疗的话，你可以拖延，没问题。
还有那个，如果是不是上个地铁，就别的罪出罪啊，就可以忏的罪。我在国外的时候没有碰到心机比库之前，是不是可以记下来，决议说我以后碰到心机比库，把这些罪全部忏一下。
So he's asking that during his stay abroad, he committed some other offenses like pachiti, dukkata, did this kind of offenses. But he cannot immediately find the papata to confess his offenses. So on such occasions, is it possible for him to make this determination? So as soon as I find the papata to bhikkhu, I will confess all my offenses. But before that, I will just take a note of a list of all these offenses to keep track on it. Is it possible?
Yes, give me.
Minute.
就前面说的那个忏那个疑惑，就舍一的那个罪啊，忏罪的对方是清净，对吧？对。那就是说，为了保证他的清净，也保证我的这个罪能忏掉的话，是不是他要在我面前忏一下，还是他自己要去找别的比丘先对忏一下？
你是保证他跟你没有同门罪是吧？
对啊，他如果不清净了，我忏了罪也不清净了，就变成。 我要去除这个疑惑的话，是不是那个另外一个人的面前再先忏一下所有的忏，是不是需要这样说？嗯，所以
he's asking that for example, if he committed a nisargapachitiya offense, and he has to confess this offense to another pakata bhikkhu, but in order to make sure that the other bhikkhu is not in the state of sabhagapati with him. So is it better for him to request the other bhikkhu to confess first all offenses to him or to another bhikkhu before he himself started the whole process of confession?
So this way, the other way, if it is sabhagapati, you are not getting rid of dukkha offense. Uh-huh. Okay. If you want to avoid falling into dukkha offense, mm-hmm. it's better to ask the other bhikkhu, mm-hmm. if you have doubts, mm-hmm. whether he has the same offense with you. Mm-hmm. But if you can't verify, maybe the other bhikkhu does not know that he's robbed his nisargya, maybe. He does not know. Mm-hmm. Because he has miscounted the days, maybe. He does not know 10 days passed. Mm-hmm. He thinks, oh, my sangati is still okay, there's not 10 days now passed. Mm-hmm. But he has already passed for now. You can't trust sometimes the information he is going to give you. Mm. So, but anyway now, it's good to ask. If you have doubt, ask and see. Mm. And then you can verify whether it's the same offense with you or not. If he has the same offense, then you have to find another people to confess. You can't confess together.
Okay. So he's telling the case that he is in doubt with that people. He does not trust that people.
He tells that. Okay. So, in that case now, one can confess, because the doubt is nothing certainty, no. Uh-huh. Certainty is not there. One can confess, uh-huh. but then usually we make confession of dukkata, uh-huh. dukkata desana, uh-huh. in order to remove any doubts.
Uh-huh.
But if one does deliberately, one knows that the other monkey is same offense, and confesses, that uh-huh. is actually one, what's called, it is better convenient. Means one finds another extra offense, mm-hmm. dukkata offense, because one does it out of disrespect to the rule.
It's not dukkata, it's pachitya.
It is, yes, can be pachitya, mm-hmm. but it depends on the case.
Okay. 他说是这样的，首先不管怎么说，你得问问那个比库，就是你有没有犯这条戒，然后如果你相信那个比库的话，就不那如果你真的相信那个比库，那就没必要想开说。如果说你对这个人有怀疑的话，
你可以像那个像像像你刚才说那样做，你也可以就直接跟他忏，然后忏了之后你再忏那个对忏恶作，啊，就怀疑的时候忏好我的罪，嗯，结束以后我们俩再对忏一下。
那个同分这个作，因为平时对忏本也是这样，我是忏一切罪的时候本也是这样，最后忏个同分这个作嘛。
就可以。
但是这样有一点，如果说你明确知道这个人犯，然后你还跟对忏的话，那就有问题。
那这个忏的话是 一定要发力，还是可以中的，就是找中国的同源的比丘还是。
So he's asking about the formula. So must this formula be chanted in Pali or any other language is fine.
Which formula? It's a confession.
Yeah, confession formula.
Confession can be done in other language. Now we've seen Kankavacharani. Uh-huh. That is, it says that you can do it in another language. Confession. Uh-huh.
But
make sure that the other monks understand. You don't tell in a language that the other monk doesn't understand.
对，因为你有时候你要照顾对方，但是是理解，你不能。梦对方，我自己说出来翻译，我都不敢确定我说的是对。你说完这个课应该就懂，这是必须的，必须要学会的那个。对，最后一个那个冥想的话。
像班丁那个冥想表，结合领土，早上你那个日出前半个小时。
但不取决于不同地区，对。
没有斯里兰卡全部是半小时。中午怎么判别？我想如果我到别的地方怎么去制作它？我要找到这个中午怎么弄？过午怎么弄？
你说你自己没冥想表是吧？
嗯。
你自己没有冥想表，这这这这这也没有手表。
虽然卡没冥想表，我有。如果我回到。
别的城市，我可以按照日出的时间，根据斯里兰卡知道半小时，可以把早上的冥想时间算出来。但中午怎么算？我不知道。上网查是最简单的。网上查什么东西？查中午时间。对，正午。正午时间。对。不是，我看那个，他不是写正午吗？对，就是正午。第五网网址是正午吗？不需要往前。百度。简简多少时间往后减多少？
为什么我往前减往后减？
不，我不知道，所以我问你啊，是不是中午的我们的像上面写的12点时间就是正午？对，如果是那个地方的话，如果当然说如果不同，这个正午可以往上去查，就是说这个12点时间就是斯里兰卡正午。12点不是12点。12点10分，我说。啊，12点10分。12点10分，我说。啊，12点10分。12点10分，我说。啊，12点10分。12点10分，我说。啊，12点10分。12点10分，我说。啊，12点10分。12点10分，我说。啊，12点10分。12点10分，我说。啊，12点 So he's asking, this noon time, is this the real noon time, or it has been adjusted? Okay. This noon time here is
This is real.
This is actually from the meteorological department. The meteorologists, they observe now, and they define what noon time is.
那你想问的是什么呢?
Official noon time.
这个时间是什么时间就可以，然后他这个时间是什么时间？这个时间是正午吗？
就确定是正午，这就他写的就是正午。这个那你说弄这个是什么意思？那你认为弄这个是什么意思？对，然后你接着说，没有问题啊。我想问一下，你说决议的那个毛巾啊，这些可不可以用中文？啊，so he's asking that if he wants to determine a towel something, he wants to determine a towel. So is it possible to determine this thing in his own language, for example Chinese? I determine this as my title or something.
Yeah, you can.
Maybe it's great.
这个是一下子忘记了这个大陆语的时候拿到了一个闯单啊中文中可以信用中文决议一下还有你的问题是吧我想问这个昨天的那个那个结果我们发现了一个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那
他没说在这之前，他没说在这之前哈，他可绝对没说在这之前。他说已经对，他是已经做好，但是他没说是在这之前之前之前做好，他没有这么说，对不对？那不能就理解为必须在当天做。对，OK，我这我可以帮你问一下，对，反正我因为我是记得有这么一段话。
93页。
So he's in the he's telling that yesterday you told that if those lay people they offered ready made rope to the bhikkhus for the katina ceremony, it is not considered so suitable, right? So he's asking about the source of this explanation. Can you give the source? Because he says in the Kankavitrini is not very clear.
The source is Mahavaga in Chivarakandaka, the chapter of the ropes. So the Buddha, Katina Kandaka, chapter of Katina. When the Buddha laid down a certain procedure, how to, to receive the rope, and how, when it should be done. And the word is tataheva. Tataheva is in the same day. That is a crucial word. So tataheva chintitapan, also cut it. So, but, then it explains now how to do it, how to dye it, how to cut it, how to dye it. The whole, detailed explanation how to do the rope. But the crucial word is tataheva, the same day. And he also, I call, and here also the Kankavitana, they use the same word, tataheva. The same, I call. But now there's about katachivaran, means ready made. It means in the sun, in the same day, tataheva. That is what is implied. In the same day it should be made. Because now lay people, before offering it, they might go to tailors, they hire tailors. The same day, or the Katina day, they hire tailors, or they bring some tailors in the monastery. This is what they do, these temple monks they do. Because they don't want to dirty themselves with the cloth and stitching like that. They hire tailors. Tailors come inside the monastery. And they have sewing machines. And then they make it. And that is being sponsored, the money is given by the daigas. But they make it the same day. They don't bring it from the shop, ready-made, which had been cut the previous day. So then, therefore, everything has to be done in the same day.
他说呢，这个如果你讲述说可以看那个大品的功德一切，大品功德一切呢，然后在那里边就佛陀就详细解释，就是看那个在功德一者一事那个这这这这这整个流程是什么样，然后他里边明确，他里边明确说你要接受那个应该在当天解开，这样，然后他说那个当天然后在那个当天做好，然后他说那个，然后他说这些城市派这些旅客们。
他们是这样的，他们用师傅不是给他们钱吗？他们是那拿这个钱去雇裁缝，不是裁缝，请了裁缝得到庙里边，然后是他们的师傅，其实是要雇，然后裁缝就庙里边有那缝纫机给做衣，然后做好之后之后他们再把这个，然后你的问题是什么？
那个昨天讨论那个把翻译者，就是因为长生寺这个不行嘛，
对，但是那个床单和毛巾它是没有数量限制和那个尺寸限制，那这个协议是否有效？
So he said yesterday you told that it is not suitable to determine the temperature as a particular tool. But he's asking that then it is not is it possible to determine this what's called bed sheets and towels as a particular tool, because for bed sheets and towels there's no limiting numbers. No?
Yes, but now the procedure is called everything has to be determined according to its name. Now, and I explained Parikara Chola according to the Buddha's definition, there are only two items, not bed sheets, but water strength, and also bag for the bowl. Two items only. Therefore, just Parikara Chola is like accessory clothes, small pieces of cloth, not to sit upon, not to lie upon, mm-hmm. not to wear it,
mm-hmm.
okay, but maybe to cover the bowl,
mm-hmm.
not to cover the body,
mm-hmm.
to strain the water,
mm-hmm.
it's called, not to sit inside the strainer. So these are then, it's called, that's why they call, actually called Parikara, Cholaka.
Mm-hmm.
The Buddha used the word Cholaka. Now, Chola it is a cloth, Cholaka it is small cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Gama it is a village, Gamaka it is very small village.
Okay.
This what's called suffix,
mm-hmm.
suffix ka. The ka
mm-hmm.
makes a word diminutive. It is
mm-hmm.
diminutive particle,
mm-hmm.
which makes what's called the noun to have lower quality, lower measure,
mm-hmm.
what's called,
他说呢，这个佛法的瑜伽里边说，应该根据他的名字对金经学义。他说那个，他说这个这个就是他说，因为在藏用部是这个东西呢，在瑜伽里边明显说是为两种情况，一种是把它做绿水囊，另外一种呢是做波袋。然后呢，然后既然既然这样哈，也就是说藏用部这个东西其实你是不应该拿它的用来做在上面，躺在上面，也不是拿穿穿在身上。 而你不可能做一个绿水囊里边。还有一点，你要注意，就是说那个它那个杂用部这个词，它用那个布布布的巴利语这个词是那个抽了，然后但是杂用部这个词它用的不是抽，它用的抽了卡，抽了抽了卡的意思是小布，小布是加了一个后缀，那后缀是小的意思，是小布。所以说这个应该是也是一个证明，这个东西不应该在那是穿单人用。
不是把杂用部结义为穿单，而是把
我知道，就是你这个意思，就是你这不穿单衣用，对不对？你是怎么你这不穿单衣用，咱们你是怎么用这穿单的？不是把上衣，把上衣、大衣、下衣决议为床单，或者决议为毛巾，然后来数床。对，就是
加三
啊，你是要把三衣就
把加三来决议
啊 ？OK，
so he's asking that is it possible to determine the teacher as what's called a bed sheet or towel and then keep it like that.
Because now everything has to be determined according to its name, according to its usage.
Uh-huh.
Now, the robe, you don't wipe your face, no? With your robe.
Uh-huh.
You are supposed to wear this robe and you have to reflect. Patisanga yoniso chivaram patisivami. Okay, I wear this robe to protect from cold,
uh-huh.
from mosquito bites and so forth like that. You have to reflect.
Uh-huh.
Now, these things cannot be done by a towel.
Uh-huh.
A towel has different purpose. The robe is different purpose. The bed sheet is different purpose.
Mm-hmm.
According to that purpose, we keep different names.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to determine them according to the name, according to the purpose in its name.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't play around. And so forth, and fool yourself and fool others that I'm wearing this bed sheet. Therefore, we have to reflect Patisangam Yoniso, Pachataranam Patisivami. So, what is wrong? Therefore now everything has to be, that's one is in order. We have to keep this order, and the Buddha put down that if it is bedsheet, you have to determine it's bedsheet. Because the purpose of a bedsheet is just to put on the bed and lie down so that the bed, the mattress, it doesn't get spoiled. Because it is easy to wash the bedsheet, but it's difficult to wash the mattress. So in order to protect the mattress, you put a bedsheet. In order to protect other cloths which is on the bed, you put the bed sheet. That is the purpose of bed sheet. And then you have to determine according to the purpose.
他说这个东西，就觉得一种佛陀说的，按一的按照冥字经学，实际上是念经，那你这个就是说你把三一学一个床单之后，你这个四三一用途是什么呢？就是说，如果说你还是拿当那个当当当当当当当当衣来穿，如果说你是真的是把三一当床单的话，那你就你每天那个念那个形式，我这时候你念这个我这个这个一对我来说只是为了保护那个冷热，只是为了保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护保护
床单是东西，他作用铺在床上是保护床垫，因为你洗床单很容易，洗床垫不容易，所以说我是和他允许我们用床单，所以说那个就决议还是应该根据用处来决议。嗯。 就是我们三一又只有一件下衣。对啊，但是我们下衣脏了的时候是用什么来拼？这个它昨天讲了，你可以把大衣那个叠起来，不你可以先染上，用大衣到上衣，然后我上衣叠起来叠成下衣去了，然后穿上。出去呢？出去呢？出去这样也出方便吗？
比如说不能用什么杂用物，就是那个稍微长一点。
你的意思是你要么咱用不了，当然上下衣用上。
啊，对。
我可以帮你问一下。 So he is asking that, in case that his antarabhasa got spoiled, is it allowable for him to use this parikara shodam as antarabhasa?
The parikara, which parikara do?
Parikara shodam.
Parikara means the strainer, water strainer.
他说你是拿那个滤水拿的那个不知道你下衣吗？
就是说那种就是说分层，也就是说比较破的，就是好多漏洞的。
嗯。
那至少它的宽，宽度或者说长度。
So he is asking about
pasukura shiva. Hmm. Pasukura shiva. But this is just for wearing, no? Now this parikara jewelers no are not for wearing.
No, he didn't say parikara shiva. He's a pasukura shiva.
Panchakula chivara?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It means discarded robes, like that.
Yes, but even Panchakula chivara is a chivara.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, it is not accepted from Vinaya. We have to follow Vinaya rules.
Uh-huh.
So Tutanga monks are not accepted from Vinaya rules. They have to keep the Vinaya rules. In that case, now chivara, it is, if it is, you keep it more than 10 days without determining it,
mm-hmm.
it is nisangyavachi.
But you can take it temporarily and then give it back, like that.
Temporary, of course.
Oh, okay.
Within 10 days, still 10 days now.
Mm-hmm.
10 days. Within 10 days, you can use even from the storeroom. You can get a robe.
Mm-hmm.
You can get an old robe.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not a problem. But if you want to keep longer than 10 days, of course, even if the panchakula chivara is not exception, it becomes atirika chivara if you don't determine it.
他是这样的，他说那个，因为即便是分扫衣，他也为视作是一种衣，所以说如果说你不决意要使用的话，你最多也只能使用十天，十天时间之后把它还回去就可以了。然后那但是那样的话，你也不一定非要用分扫衣，你就仓库里边随便拿一件新衣，然后用十天，然后再还回去也可以。然后他说你即使是脱行，你还要手，你再先把这个第一条，对。
But I will tell you a trick. A trick. If you want to keep more robes. I will tell you a trick, which is called, you don't break the rules, at the same time you can keep an extra robe
also. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now here, we have 10 days, no? 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 days. Okay. So, now we have 3 robes, alright? This is Sangati, Uttarasanga, and Antarabhasa, three robes. So then you have another robe.
Get short now. We have to order. We have to turn some. How do you get these monks?
From the storeroom? From where do they get this?
I didn't know that.
Now you have a fourth robe, okay? So, and then you want to keep this. Then you have only 10 days. Okay? Let's see on the 10 days, Ashkol, you have to decide what to do with this rope. If you keep it longer, then Nisagya Pachit. So then, but you can do the following. You, for example, if this is like, for example, Uttarasanga, okay? Single rope. Okay? Yes, single rope.
You can write the
This is all the single rope.
Okay.
Okay. Single means okay, single rope. So what you do it is you cancel the termination of the single rope. And you determine is a single rope.
Okay.
And this now becomes Atireka Chivara. Okay, number two. Becomes inside called Atireka Chivara. So in that case now, on the 10th day, you put this here and take this here. And then you start again counting 10 days.
I understand.
All right.
这样，他说他反而这样的。比方说你以后，比方说你有三一，然后那个这个第一号是大一，二号上一，三号下一，然后四号上面的也是一样是上一。现在是这个问题是这样，然后就那因为四号是因为你已经有三一，所以四号是四号对你的，那是多余的余，多余一，你只能保存实现。那么你到了第十天的时候，你现在都这样一件事，不你现在有这个上一，就是二号，守住决议。 然后决议四号为人多余一，然后到了第二十天的时候，你再比如布置反过来，把二号又变回去，然后再把四号变成多余，然后时间一个循环又回来。
The same going another fifth row, okay? Which you use for under vase, it's under row, right? Then you can have one single on single row on. Under row. Uh-huh. Right. Then on the 10th day, you also cancel this termination and you replace this rope with that rope, and you can keep this rope determine the other ropes. You can keep it 10 more days.
共有一定，共有的话，你这不可以穿的，共有的话是共有，如果是你这一样的，因为这个对象是可能是当下一个嘛，那你可以当时是这个那个不不不不可以穿的，共有的话是共有，那是共有可以保存，但是不能穿。
我可以，我跟你这个加上共有以后，我不能穿的。
你跟我解释共有，然后重新决议才能穿，这样的。
对，虽然在龙树林不是这样的，但是但是但是这也严格上这个形式是这样。
这里是啊，no，
那个为床单嘛，就是说加沙也是一样，就的加沙，我决议为床单，是不是算是？
So he's asking that, so they have some old rules which they don't want to wear again. So it can be with Rasan, can be under Rasan also. So they're asking that in that case can they relinquish this determination on those ropes first, and then determine these ropes that they're batching, because they actually they are using these old ropes that they're batching. Is that allowable? They're asking.
Yes, you can actually, because now old ropes, if for example out of three ropes, one rope becomes old, okay. So then you can cancel the termination, and you have to find another new rope to replace it. Because you have to have three ropes all the time to replace it. And then after the old rope, you can termine this pachetara, means a bed sheet. You can ask all, if it is for private bed sheet, you have to terminate. But if you think I don't need private bed sheet, I will keep it for the sannyasana parivoga. Like Senasana Parikarata, Kangavadeni Senasana Parikarata, for the requisite for the Senasana, for the logic. So if you determine this as a lodging, for the lodging, then you can't carry this rope if you travel around. Means this bed sheet, you can't, if you travel to Colombo, for example, for some line, you can't travel, take this with you. It should be fixed in that kuti.
他说这个没问题，你可以是可以那样决议的，就但是那个在那之前，你先把那个就义上面决议那个舍除掉，然后那个再决议一下信义才可以。然后那个啊，还有注意点，就是说你也可以不决议。如果说你就决定这个床单，你就只是在这个固定用，然后你也不认为把它拿出去的话，不决议可以，那就是固体受用物，那完全不需要决议，只是你比方说你这个床单为了私用，然后你将来也准备把它拿走的时候，你再需要决议。
然后呢，比如说那个有一天我那个被雨淋湿了，我这家它全被雨湿透了，然后我看哎那床单我先临时啊先穿一下，比如说穿两三个小时，我等着那件干，像这种情况，我可能要出故地，我要出故地或者比如说要参加僧团的一些活动，我得有衣服穿，这种情况下我临时穿几个小时，我需不需要决议？决议那个床单为下衣
啊。So he's continuing with this same case. So now he already determined this old robe as a bed sheet. But one day because of the rain, his all his children become wet. So because of that, he needs to go out. So because of that, he must temporarily use this.Bet she has his children for several hours, for example. So he is asking in this case, is it necessary for him to determine this old children as antarabhasaka again? Something like that.
No, it's not necessary. It's just temporary, no? Temporary because of your ropes get wet. As soon as they get dry, you have to put it again in the place.
Uh-huh.他说：“这个我只是暂时的话，可以不小心，但是当你衣服干了之后，你该立刻把这个放回去，然后还是一切照常。”
OK。
那天我们这个三衣一会儿打上的时候，不是，我们这两件上衣，然后就变成一件了。
两件上衣？
对啊，我们现在不有两件袈裟吗？他说这是怎么处理？我们那个双层衣是怎么处理？
双层。
对，
三个弟子，就你应该用一句决议啊，应该决议。你不是现在没有三个弟子，但是当你给了有个遗憾，你应该先决议这是我三个弟子。当然，密果上不带大家一起做这个事，就是说你看我们两个是当时密果带着一起做，因为带着所有信男上的女仆一起决议这个我的那个不是他会现在你点定在那边就告诉你什么样的点定，然后你们一个点定，然后他会带你一起决议这个议。
就是按照自己的
尺
量，然后就是做好。
尺量好，那是在答案仪式之前的事儿，就是说，他之后是告诉你怎么点评，因为你作为上半年，你可能他什么点评。